T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. We got a busy day today. AMA, that's at 11:30. So get those questions in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Spike Eskin will join us today at noon. His perspective on the Ben Simmons situation, the Sixers, as they start their new season. Ray Dittinger, 12:45. And, of course, calls throughout the program. All right, let's talk to our next guest, who is our first guest of the day. Does a phenomenal job covering the Eagles and the entire National Football League. You can follow his work at Shiel Kapadia on Twitter, and we got a lot of Eagles issues to talk to Shiel about today. How you doing, Shiel?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, buddy.
Doing well.
Shiel, let's start with the quarterback Hurts, because we talked a lot about the head coach, and rightfully so, and his miscues. But, you know, I got to tell you, man, I watch these games, and every week, Shiel, I say to myself, Jalen Hurts is not going to be, nor should he be, the long-term answer or even the next year answer for the Eagles at quarterback. What is your perspective of what we've seen and what it means moving forward?
Yeah, I thought he really struggled on Thursday night. You know, the issues you see seem to sort of crop up every week. And whether that's accuracy, whether that's not seeing the field well, you know, one thing I've been really disappointed in is that when he leaves the pocket, which, you know, is okay. I don't go crazy when a guy bails from the pocket too early if that guy is keeping his eyes downfield and making plays downfield. But he's not doing that. You know, when he leaves the pocket, so often it's like a 5-yard scramble or a throwaway or an incompletion. And so that to me has been disappointing. So I hear what you're saying, Joe. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans sat in front of the TV Sunday, and you're watching guys like Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. I mean, you can really name, you know, 8, 9, 10 quarterbacks who it feels like they are just lifting their, you know, the entire offense, their entire team on their shoulders. And certainly you've seen nothing close to that with Jalen Hurts so far.
Is Hurts showing signs of regression?
I don't think so. You know, it's a week-to-week thing. He's looked like, you know, for the most part, he's looked similar most of the season. Now, of course, you're going to have a good game here and a bad game there. But I don't see anything yet that suggests, wow, he's really taken a huge step backwards or anything like that.
All right, sure. Let's talk about this Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse offense, whatever the heck. I guess it's Minnie Mouse more than Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse would be a better offense. This is Minnie Mouse. When you watch the film of what the Eagles are doing on offense, does it make any sense to you from a purpose standpoint? I mean, what do you think Sirianni's trying to do, and why do you think he doesn't do other things more often?
Yeah, it looks like sort of a series of plays that doesn't have any cohesiveness, where it's not, hey, you know, you look at the great offensive coordinators in the NFL, they'll run something in the first quarter to set up something that they can come back to in the third quarter in a high leverage spot. They'll be taking information early in the game and saying, oh, okay, this is what the defense did when we gave them this look. We're going to come back and hit them with this later in the game. I mean, you don't see those things with the Eagles offense. I mean, it's very vanilla. It's very stale. They're in shotgun 93% of the time. That's the highest rate in the NFL. That's higher than those Chip Kelly offenses. And what that does is it makes your run game more predictable, because if you have a running back offset to one side in the shotgun, most of the time the play is going to be run to the opposite side. I mean, I remember opponents calling the Eagles out for that during the Chip Kelly era. It doesn't allow you to get under center with these hard play actions, where you can get Jalen Hurts outside the pocket on bootlegs and allow him to maybe hit on some plays downfield. It's very all or nothing. It's either a wide receiver screen or it's a shot downfield, an isolation route, one-on-one, a go ball down the sideline. There's kind of nothing in between. And I got to tell you, in that game Thursday night, it felt like Devin White, the Bucs linebacker. I was wondering if there was some sort of headset malfunction where he was actually getting the Eagles play calls before they ran the play, because I mean, he knew exactly what was coming on these RPOs and a lot of these other plays. And so you look at all those things together, and yeah, there are a lot of concerns with how this offense is operating.
Have you ever seen a pro offense running the ball this infrequently, Shiel?
Well, I have, but I haven't seen one with a passing game that's not good, you know? So if you look at it, you know, if you look around the league and look at the teams that have passed the ball a lot, you know, you'll look at the Chiefs, you'll look at the Bills, the Chargers, the Bucks. I mean, think of the quarterbacks I'm mentioning there. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. These are MVP caliber quarterbacks. And so to me, you know, given the way the rules are in the NFL, they have made passing king. And so if you have a quarterback who can pass the ball really well, like, I'm not one of these guys who after every game looks at the box score and says they should have run the ball more. If you have a great quarterback and a great passing game, I'm fine throwing the ball all over the field. But you don't have that here. And so that's why it doesn't make sense. And to the contrary, you have a quarterback who can be a legitimate weapon with his legs in the designed run game, and you're not making any use of that. And so to me, that's just a bad job of coaching. That's a bad job of adapting your scheme to personnel.
So let's try to turn this on its head. What are the Eagles doing well?
Oh, my gosh. What? I'll give you one. They are limiting explosive plays on defense. They have allowed only 15 plays of 20-plus yards the entire season. That's the second fewest in the entire league. And so that is one thing they've done well. And then, you know, what I was just talking about offensively, if you look at just the efficiency numbers, you know, per play, they're actually running the ball really well. I mean, like a top five running game. And so that makes what I was just talking about even more baffling. It's not that the run game isn't working. The run game actually on a per play basis has looked really good. It's just not a part of the offense.
Which Eagles players are playing the best?
Which Eagles players are playing? I mean, you're hitting me. These are hard-hitting questions, Sean. I'm not used to, you know, normally they're not this difficult. I would say Jason Kelce has played well offensively. I think Devontae Smith, I mean, to get Devontae Smith 4 targets in a game, to me, is ludicrous. I don't understand how you don't just have a section of your play sheet labeled with his number 6, and say we're going to go to these often. But I think on film, he's played well. He separates. I think he needs more opportunities defensively. I think Avante Maddox may be in the best stretch of football he's played in his career. I think he's put together a really strong stretch of 2 or 3 games here. And Javon Hargrave, you know, that wasn't his best game Thursday night. But if we're talking about the first 6 games as a whole, I mean, this guy has been an all-pro caliber defensive tackle. So, you know, I guess I was able to come up with some of those for you.
Why was it not Javon Hargrave's best game? Is it because of what the Bucs were doing? Were they focusing on him more?
No, I just think the Bucs have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and I thought they took it to him a little bit. He just did not win as many of those one-on-one matchups as he had previously. And Tom Brady, just, you know, he helps his offensive line so much by just that internal clock he has is unbelievable, where he knows exactly when to get rid of the football. He knows when he might be under pressure. He knows when he can hold it longer. And so I will give him credit for that.
Shiel Kapadia with us here. Of course, Shiel has broken down, by the time he talks to us every Wednesday, the game, the prior game, dissected the coach's tape. Shiel, you know, you touched on something earlier. The Eagles are avoiding giving up big plays, which is good. But John and I believe they're doing that at the cost of a lot of stuff underneath. Runs, short passes. Obviously, Brady feasted on them. When you watch the film, do you think that they are schematically defending the big play too much, and and they're just getting, you know, death by a thousand stabbings every game?
Yeah, it's a matter of philosophy. And, you know, I was at Ravens camp this summer and got to interview John Harbaugh, and he was talking about the old Jim Johnson principles. And I said, what's something from Jim Johnson that really sticks with you that you integrate into this defense? And he said Jim Johnson would always preach forcing a quick outcome. He said that was his defensive philosophy. That meant showing different pressure looks. That meant confusing the quarterbacks. That meant blitzing. You know what? If you give up a big play here and there, that's okay. You're going to make up for it. And if you watch that Ravens-Chargers game on Sunday, Justin Herbert was completely confused by the Ravens' defensive game plan. And so this is a totally different approach that the Eagles are employing. Now, other teams are employing the same approach. You know, the Los Angeles Chargers, there are some other teams that look at it and say, no, we just want to not give up the explosive play. But it is predictable. It's frustrating to watch as a viewer. I think it's frustrating. It might be frustrating for players to play in, because you think of defensive players, I mean, they're built on aggression, physicality. Right. And here you're kind of saying, just sit back. I mean, it's the opposite of forcing a quick outcome. And you see some of those checkdowns that the Bucs had on Thursday night, you know, little checkdowns to Leonard Fournette. Well, those are going for 8, 10, 12, 14 yards. Like, you know, you're not going to win that way either. And so quarterback play has gotten so good with some of these guys that they can be efficient. And they can, you know, when you're giving up three 70-yard play drives in the first half, it's tough for me to look at that and say, well, the defense didn't play that bad. So I would agree with you. I think there needs to be certainly more variety. I mean, they're blitzing at such a low rate. They're playing zone coverage at such a high rate. So I don't have an issue, you know, totally with the overall philosophy. But I do think you need to add a little bit more variety, a little bit more aggressiveness to this defense situationally.
Are any of these linebackers meeting NFL standards?
No, not starting caliber. You know, if they're backups, that's fine. You know, Davion Taylor, I thought, looked pretty confused in this game. Alex Singleton, you know, is playing worse than he played last year. They're so vulnerable to play action. Those checkdowns I mentioned, that, you know, those are supposed to be, what, 4 or 5 yard completions. Because of the linebacker play, those are turning into first downs almost every time. So, you know, it's absolutely an area where you have to look at it and say, you know, this isn't coaching. This is kind of personnel. This is the talent they have on the roster.
Hey, Sean, let's move to the next game. Obviously, it's a pretty important one. If the Eagles are going to make something of the season, not getting into a 2-5 hole matters. The Raiders. John and I are both surprised. The Eagles, 3.5-point underdog. The Raiders are what, in your opinion? I mean, they're 4-2, but what kind of squad are they? And are you surprised it's only a 3.5-point point spread right now?
Well, they're an efficient and an explosive offense. Derek Carr is pushing the ball downfield more than he ever has in his career. I mean, they lit up the Broncos defense last week. I think he had 7 completions of 20-plus yards. And so that has been the big change with the Raiders offense this year. I think Derek Carr is a guy where he's a high-variance player. If you can pressure him, he's going to be someone you look at and say, all right, this isn't a great quarterback at all. But, man, if he gets time, he absolutely has the accuracy and the smarts to carve up an opposing defense. So that's what sticks out with the Raiders offensively. Defensively, you know, they're pretty vanilla. They're going to play a lot of zone coverage with a single high safety under Gus Bradley. They're not going to blitz a lot. So it's a matter of whether you can handle their defensive line. Guys like Yannick Ngakoue, Max Crosby, those guys have been playing well this year. So the line doesn't totally surprise me. You know, I thought maybe it would be like a point higher, but the Raiders are 4-2. They've played well. I don't think anyone looks at them as a great football team. And I also think the betting markets in Vegas, there's probably some confusion about how do you handle this when a team's coach resigned, you know, a couple weeks back. How are they going to respond? They responded well last week, but is that going to last?
Good stuff. At Shield Kapadia on Twitter for all of Shield's work. It is top-notch, as always. Shield, thanks so much, pal.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, there he is. 215-592-9494. At 11:30, we get to AMA. Also, we'll rock all the calls. I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I think Joel did not help the Sixers yesterday. Ben hurt them the most, but Joel hurt them a little bit as well because they've got a strategy, and he's undermining it. We'll talk about that more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94WIP. Hey, basketball season is back last night. Of course, the local squad in action tonight, and there's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers enhanced odds, and these are remarkable odds. 75-1 odds on any team to win tonight. 75-1 odds? All you got to do is pick the team. Pick the best team playing tonight against the easiest matchup. There you go. Lock it in with FanDuel Sportsbook at 75-1 odds. Now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. And download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, signing up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER always gets you the best odds and the best deal, including this one, 75-1 odds on any team to win tonight. That's promo code HAMMER. And make every moment more this NBA season with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.